And this is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Delek now. And on this Friday, we're joined once again by Amy Rogers with WFA Eats. And Amy, I understand you've been thinking a lot about salt lately.
Yeah. You know, in addition to people feeling kind of salty about things that are happening, I encountered a whole world of salt in my kitchen kind of the other night without realizing I had been acquiring it for kind of a long time.
So why do people collect salt? I mean, I know that I have a couple of salt shakers in my kitchen. I don't know why I have so much salt or how it even got there, but what's the deal there?
Well, you know, salt is fashionable. Any kind of culinary enhancement is very fashionable. In fact, there's a book out now called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. Salt is the first one. It's been traded around the world since time immemorial. It's been part of our culinary heritage all around the world forever, and it's the only rock you eat.
Salt has been used by humans for eons.
Right, and there's a misconception out there that the word salary comes from the root word of salt, and that's true, but not because people were paid in salt. They were paid in whatever currency existed at the time that they then used to purchase salt. So I want to set the record straight on that.
Yeah, so boil it down for me. Why do humans like salt?
Well, humans need salt. All living things, you know, have a chemical balance they have to maintain. We need salt to create electrolytes that carry out our bodily processes. But it really tastes good. You know, there are people who say that salt makes food taste more like itself. And so I have to agree with that. You know, it enhances flavor, but it also masks off flavors, which is why it's been so valuable in history. Because as food spoils, it's not as salable, it's not as valuable. So salt can help improve that.
So, you know, I have, as I mentioned, it's a special jar of Himalayan salt in my cabinet. I have no idea how it got there. I don't think I ever bought it. But somehow it's in my kitchen cabinet, and it has a pink color. Do you know where that comes from?
Happens there? You know, I did have to look it up because I'm not a chemist. But the potassium, magnesium, and calcium in the rock is what gives Himalayan salt its pink color. So there's basically two ways we get salt. We get it out of rocks, or we get it out of seawater.
Mm-hmm. And so you actually have brought some samples here. Do these actually taste different?
They do. You know, flavored salts are their own thing now. You can get a Cajun flavored salt. You can get an herbal flavored salt. You know, I brought you a couple of those blends.
Right. So this is a Himalayan salt, actually. So this is the pink stuff
that I have in my
cabinet.
That's the pink stuff. And there's also all these different textures of salt. They can be as gravelly as little rocks, and they can be as fine as beach sand.
That's pretty salty.
Yeah.
And then,
so it's the sodium that is the salt.
Yeah,
and that then we're talking about.
You also have some red salt here and black salt. I've never seen black salt before.
Right, those are the impurities in the rocks that give the salts their different colors. But you have to process them. You don't want to just go, you know, licking rocks.
Do these come from special regions, or is it just...
Yes. So the gray salt is Celtic salt. It came from the North Atlantic. The pink is the Himalayan salt. I have black Dead Sea salt there that came from the bottom of the Dead Sea, which is 1,300 feet below sea level.
So is this something that you could actually eat or add to food?
I think you'd want to refine it in some fashion. It's been, you know, hanging out in mud for a couple million years.
Ah, just gives you antibodies.
Right.
So I guess these are just the tip of the salt iceberg, because there's all kinds of other specialty salts out there. There's herb-blended salts, truffle-flavored salts, all kinds of other salts of varying tastes and coarseness, right?
Sure. And, you know, salt is now like a very elegant gift to give somebody. A friend came back from Britain and brought me some Cornish salt with lemon and thyme. And I was torn between, like, saving it and not using it and realizing you got to use it or the point is lost.
Sure.
So I have been using it on poultry and things like that. You can experiment. There's hardly a way to go wrong.
And someone was also curious how it is that salt melts ice in your driveway but is also used to make ice cream?
Right. And that does seem a little counterintuitive. When you put salt on your driveway, it lowers the temperature at which water freezes. So that's why it helps with melting. But when you make ice cream, it does that by keeping a low temperature in the ice cream maker as you create the mixture.
And that's what we call science.
That's what we call science.
So many uses for salt.
So many.
As I say, I think my favorite use is on a margarita.
With you on that.
That's Amy Rogers. Worth Her Salt is WFAE's food writer with WFA Eats. And her story on salt is at WFAE.org.